Welcome to the Poetry Break. This is Mark Harshman, and today I'll be looking at George Ella Lyon. What can I say about George Ella Lyon? She is surely the most can-do-anything poet in America. Novelist, essayist, teacher, activist, musician, lyricist, children's author, playwright, and poet. I'll not even try to list her many awards. The author of over 20 nationally acclaimed books in multiple genres, her latest book of poems is titled Many Storied House. She hails originally from Harlan, Kentucky, and lives currently in Lexington. And here's a poem for book lovers. On those shelves. From the landing, you step down into a room out over the garage. This is the room that made us who we were. Book lovers, scholars, people of the word, who found a safe place between hard covers, decal or gilt edge. The wild world opened, story, knowledge, emotion we'd been taught to hold in. On those shelves Papaw built into the wall below the windows stood the many mansions of our house. There's this scourge of Appalachia, a scourge we know all too well. George Ella's poem here surely speaks to the heart of what this horrific event means. It got us this time. Cusp of spring after the winter, they converted from coal to oil. Ground frozen, so the tank nests in the basement. Snow, snow, snow. Slopes, valleys, thick with it. Then, at the birth of April, rain in torrents. Strip mine benches, clear-cut hills can't hold it. Cumberland River, coal-silted, can't either. On and on water comes, over roads, up basement steps, under front door, through windows, river rising in the house. Daddy gone to town to save Joe and his business. Mother sick but carrying all she can upstairs, then heading for higher ground. From Bailey's Loop above the railroad, she watches Rio Vista fill like a sinkful of dirty dishes. Next day, when rain stops and nature pulls the plug, they go home to find what everybody finds. No heat, light, water, just flood, mud, and ruin. And for them, something else. Oil, the sixth slick of it, smearing everything. River had cracked that tank against the joist like an egg. Let's wrap this up with a bit of humor, so deftly handled, I can't say anything other than it seems to me perfect. Interior design. My mother decided my father never noticed anything in the house. To prove her point, she bought a packet of the plastic clay you use to hang posters and stuck a few items on the library wall above the couch. A matchbox, whiteout, a Kleenex pack, featherweight things. He said nothing. See, she told me, and stuck up an artificial rose and nail scissors. No response. Unbelievable, she said, adding scotch tape, pipe cleaners, brush rollers, one of the coin purses the cleaners gave away. Daddy just walked to his chair every night, dozing off halfway through the news. Finally, when the wall looked as though the plaster had broken out in junk, Mother took it all down. It's hopeless, she told me. But that night, Daddy said, you know, I usually like the way you decorate, but that didn't look quite right. These poems have been taken from Many Storied House, George Ella Lyon, University Press of Kentucky, 2013. Thanks for listening. This has been the Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman, wishing you good words in the air and on the page.